Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Today, I am doing another comedian spotlight with the lovely, the talented, the hopefully she doesn't kill me for making misogynistic statements on her Facebook post, Pauline Hevero. Did I pronounce that
right? Oh, you just made me like Asian. You just sounded like an Asian that butchered my last name.
Sorry. Hevero.
All right, it's her.
It's what?
Her vo. Yeah, her vo.
That almost sounds like something from a bordello.
Perhaps. Yes. I don't know. That's definitely way fancier and is written in a very confusing manner. No one ever pronounces it correctly.
Oh, how does that feel?
I don't really give a shit.
You should.
I mean, it's fun. It's great when people bring me up on stage and mispronounce it, or if they look at it's great. They'll like pronounce all the other comedians, and they get to my name, and it's almost like they're like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah, that's why I go by Louis B.
Simple enough. Nobody can really fuck that up.
Yeah, but no one can really fuck up my real last name either. So,
which is what? How do you say Baez?
Baez. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, so you butchered it on purpose? I know you did.
No, I'm just ignorant.
Okay. I'll forgive you this time. Next time is going to cost you.
Oh, good thing I'm broke.
Yeah, good. Forget it. So anyways, so Staten Island, huh?
Yep, Staten Island, forgotten borough. So, old trash dump, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, almost everybody wants, like, can we just give it to Jersey?
we're Jersey and Brooklyn's retarded love child, basically. That's what happened.
Brooklyn and Jersey had a bastard kid, and Brooklyn had to go on Maury to prove that it was his kid.
Right, out of wedlock. It was pretty fucked up.
It was one drunken one night stand, and
there we go.
Yeah,
Christmas is a little crazy.
It's our little meth baby.
I'm proud of it though. I'm out here. It's close enough to the city, so I get to do my comedy stuff out there. It's just a boat ride or a bus away.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a lot more going on Staten Island as far as comedy and art and other stuff goes. So it's not bad. I like it.
So yeah, you run an open mic.
I do every Monday, and it's unlike most open mics that people have experienced, where they show up and it's like a handful of comedians staring at their notes, waiting for the time on stage.
Pretty much.
I go in at 8. Sign up is at 8, and I don't leave until about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an all-night thing. It's pretty. It's just like a regular, like busy night at the bar, but just instead of music playing in the background, it's live entertainment all night via sign-up.
Wow.
So it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. I've had anywhere from, 20 people there to upwards of almost 100. It's been nice.
Dude, so, I actually wanted to do your open mic, but it's like, I see how do I get there from Williamsburg, and it's like, Jesus, you're gonna have to take a train, then a boat, then a camel.
I guess for the best way to get here to get there would be just to somehow get to the ferry in the city. Like take, I guess, a subway into the city, then get to the ferry, and it's not far at all. It's almost like a walk away from the ferry.
Oh, okay, yeah, not the way. Not when I did the thing, I was like, damn, I'm pretty much gonna have to call Falcor to help fly me over there.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's
Yes,
not
I
as far.
made a
It's not.
never-ending story reference for those of you who don't Falcor. Have to like talk shit to people.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's a free mic. The bar is actually being renovated now because we're reopening with a kitchen and a barista bar. We're gonna have like fancy coffee and shit. So for the next month, I have a temporary open mic. There's a billiards hall called Joel Broadway's about 15 minutes away from there that's adopted me for about a month.
Oh.
So back in October, I'll be back over at Hashtag Bar.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is good.
I've been taking in them for foster care or whatever for my mic.
Oh,
It's
that's
all right. There's a lot of other stuff going on now too. I do a monthly showcase at a place called Jade Asian Bistro, nice big Asian fusion lounge. That's a lot of fun. I get people from all over the tri-state area to come and perform at that. And other than that, like this Sunday is the Richmond County Fair. They're gonna have comedy there for the first time. So I have an hour and a half to play around with and book some people for that.
Oh, so who you got so far to perform?
I have one friend of mine, whose name is Craig Lloydgren, who travels around and is a professional comedian. But it's what's ironic is too is I know I could name like 40 local and whatever tri-state area comedians off the top of my head, yet I'm having such a difficult time trying to just get a solid six together because it has to be completely PG family friendly material since
Oh,
the county fair.
yeah.
So anybody I tag is like it's they're just like I have no clean material. I have 4 minutes of this. One girl's trying so hard to rewrite some of her jokes, and I'm like, there's no child friendly way to say you got cummed on your face. It's just not. There's no way.
Milk.
I don't know.
Milk
Maybe
was
milk.
spilled upon my facial area.
Right. So
Well,
I'm waiting. I'm
actually.
waiting to hear. I'm sorry. No, I was gonna say I got that sprung on me today, so I have a couple of days to get that together. I have another comedian, Ray Vasquez, who's probably gonna be on it. And that's it. I gotta wait. I gotta see who can come clean, literally.
Or just be clean because you don't need them coming. That
No.
old gag.
I wish pig wrestling. No, I know there's no pig wrestling, mud wrestling at this fair, but I wish there was.
I got the live link. I'm posting it on your wall right now. You probably like the picture I
Love
used.
it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
For anybody listening live, you guys are basically drinking with me. I'm doing shots of whiskey out
Nice.
of a shot glass that's shaped like a woman's torso. So I'm doing
Oh.
whiskey pity shots.
Speaking of which, I have a tradition on this show that whenever I have a lovely young lady on the show, I get officially friend zoned.
So do I have to knight you or something,
Yeah,
or how does that work?
pretty much. Just you, Louis B, have been friend zoned. It's tradition.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'd like to take it to a different level. And instead of saying I dubbed you in the friend zone, I'd like to make it a little more professional and say that you're in the colleague zone because you're in the same industry as me.
Ah, okay. So I'm not even good enough to be your friend, is what you're saying. Okay, moving on.
No. I was trying to keep it. I was trying to keep it on a professional level. I mean, the friend zone is great, but it's kind of cliche at this point. We have to
I
start a new
see.
trend.
Yeah, let's just, okay,
Actually,
well.
I actually got colleague zoned myself by another artist one time. We were
Oh.
supposed to have this podcast, and we were kind of dating. And then he told me we couldn't be together because we were going to work together. And that apparently that didn't work. I was like, haven't you heard of like Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton? Like, we could do this.
Well, that didn't really work out.
It worked out for her. She is a footnote in history. Because she sucked his dick. And she got a fucking book deal. She goes around giving speeches. She has her own handbag line. I think it worked out great.
Yeah.
I
Yeah. I mean,
wish he would run for president again, God damn it. I'll only vote for Clinton if it's Bill again.
well, yeah, I can't stand. Well, I don't know, man. I'm a libertarian, so I already know what Bill Clinton did wrong, and it wasn't getting a blow. Who gives a fuck about him?
Oh, come on now. Like, it's a tense job. Let him have a little bit of relief. I just thought he would, I'm not a big political person at all, which is probably a fault. But I just loved his shtick in general, and I enjoy the fact I played saxophone as a child, so mm-hmm. the fact that he played saxophone put him up on my list.
He played saxophone, he smoked weed, he cheated on his wife. He's a black man, that old joke.
Yeah, huh. Yeah, the hood does love Bill Clinton. That's just a fact.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see how anyone could stand Hillary. Like, I kind of feel bad for Bill just because he's married to her.
Well, put it this way. I mean, when people used to feel bad for Hillary, apparently, about the whole affair thing, I was like, no. I was like, little do we all know that Hillary Clinton couldn't give a fuck. She basically is a genius because she was able to focus on whatever she wanted her political agenda to be with, like, Secretary of State. And like eventually a presidential campaign, and she delegated the responsibility of sucking her husband's dick to a younger woman.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, that's kind of, but if you don't even think about that whole conspiracy thing, well, not conspiracy thing, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's kind of messed up. You marry a chick, and okay, well, you know, no more sex for you. And Bill Bill is obviously, you know, needs it, and your own wife, you put a ring on it, and she's telling you you'd hit the brakes. Like, what the fuck? It's right. Like, what am I paying you for?
I think that should be one of the vows. I don't know if people ever explicitly say at the wedding, but it's like, you know, I cherish you in health and in sickness, and yeah, I got to make sure you come a few times a week.
Yeah,
like that should just. I don't know if you want to say it in front of your friends and family, but it should be like implicit.
I think that's what I'm gonna put in my vows. If I ever find someone that's dumb enough to marry me,
walk down the aisle. Like, I do promise the Sarah Beth or whatever your wife's name is gonna be.
Sarah Beth.
Why do I got to hold your ankles?
Yeah.
to hold your ankles. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Thou shalt giveth the ass cheeks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whatever. I feel like the society will be more progressive in like 10 years. So I'll be able to say fucked up shit in my vows.
Oh, I'm already an ordained minister.
Really? I know a few of those.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, I did the universal church thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know some guy that's actually a comedian from the Midwest. I forget which state it is. Whatever it is, it's one of the ones that doesn't fuck with the whole gay marriage thing.
Yeah.
So the priests in his town actually refuse to wed or whatever. Or like all the other ministers are refusing to do any homosexual marriages. So he actually got his license online and has been doing it like from his home. Just to piss off like the really super duper I don't know, prejudiced people in the town, I guess. So I think that was wonderful.
Does he do it for free or does he charge? Because
no, he's been doing it for free for homosexual couples.
Man, I would charge. Like, I would charge less than a straight wedding just to piss them off even worse.
Because you guys are the same sex.
Yeah, 50%. I'll charge you $69. I'm doing cliche shit. What the fuck's wrong with me tonight?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just here.
you're I don't know.
You invited me over for dinner, so
I know. I just wanted you to have some fun, relax, just. So, who are your favorite comics? Like, who inspires you?
Well, I've always been a fan of comedy my entire life. It was my mother's a huge SNL buff. So I grew up watching that a lot. So that's basically what started the whole comedy thing. Mad TV was a big thing when I was a kid too.
Mm-hmm.
Missed that. So. And I don't know. I guess as I got older, I just started following like stand up itself before I even got into it myself. And then Louis C.K. has always been a huge favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Burr.
Oh.
Whitney Cummings, H. Macy. So there's a lot of go. David Tell.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of meeting him at Broadway Comedy Club. Not too long ago. It's great. He's always so short and like he kind of blends in wherever he is. He always looks like he just woke up on a sidewalk. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I just I miss Insomniac.
I do. That was so good. That was people don't remember that. And then what about Dave's Old Porn? You ever watch that?
Oh yeah, I saw like one episode of that one on Showtime.
That's a good show to do drinking games too. But what basically got me into it is I went to graduate school at Hofstra University, and that first semester at homecoming, Louis C.K. actually performed at my homecoming.
Oh, wow.
And coincidentally, at the same time, I was looking into to clubs there, and they have something called Ha Ha Hofstra, which is basically almost like a it's a club for kids that are trying to do stand-up comedy. So they have writing sessions, and then they get up in front of each other, they say the sets, and they critique each other and kind of help each other out, and then they do a show once a month. So I went to these meetings, and I was looking at these kids who were a lot more, like, demure than my personality, and I'm like, yo, if these kids could do it, I could definitely do this shit. So I just started, like, taking my Facebook statuses and, like, dumb shit I've said to people and just kind of writing it out and mapping it into stuff, and I went up in front of them once, and they were like, oh my god, that's great, how long have you been doing it? And I'm like, about 49 seconds, I don't know. So it was a lot of fun, and since then, I just started just getting on stage.
So what are you, like, what's your subject matter? Like, what do you focus on?
It's all storytelling and observational humor. It's basically, nothing is ever completely, like, nothing's ever, like, fabricated. It's all based on something that's happened to me. Mm-hmm. Or, like, just my interpretation of something that I've seen happen. And a lot of it's, like, just interpersonal or just random bullshit. Like, there's really no holds barred. I don't have anything that's off topic. I've talked about, I don't know, like, getting stoned and eating cheese doodles to, like, rape jokes about myself. So, like, really, when I tell you, the spectrum is very broad.
Well, tell me your rape joke.
Well, basically, I have a history. I've been assaulted a couple of times in my life, unfortunately. Mm. But what I did, and actually, one of them was after a comedy show I did at Greenwich Village Comedy Club back in February.
Oh.
When it was, like, -3 degrees in the city every fucking day.
Yeah.
So whatever this night was, none of my guy friends wanted to come out to the city with me, so I was like, all right, pussies. So I went by myself, and then when I was walking to the bus, it was dark, and some guy, like, assaulted me from behind, but, like, the way I spin it on stage is I open it up, I'm like, you know, like, everything has a silver lining, like, rape is a really surefire way to know that you still got it. Like, and then I basically spun it into, I was like, you know, if this guy wanted to be, like, so close to me, I don't know where he was at the dive bar an hour ago buying me whiskey shots. He wasn't even a bad-looking guy. Like, I'm sure if I explained him to the sketch artist, I'd probably giggle a couple of times. So that was basically the main one on that. But, yeah, like I said, it all comes from personal experience.
All right. I just wish one day I would be sexually assaulted by a nice looking gentleman.
I don't know where that would be facilitated, but I mean, you could probably go to jail and have that happen.
Yeah, but I don't need a record, because I'm trying to get me a better job.
So no, I'm not saying you need a record. Just plan a conjugal visit with a handsome convict.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. I'm not gay. I just, you know, I want it to happen, but, you know, without my choice, so that way it could be plausible deniability. Just saying.
Good luck with that. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like something that's going to require some therapy.
Yeah, well, you know. I mean, I'll punch him in the face because for out of disrespect, but, you know, I'm just saying. Like, I just want to feel desired. You know, that's ultimately what it is.
You could always just pay a hooker or a stripper.
Yeah, but that's not you. They don't desire you.
They could act the part.
You know, I want it. I'm looking for real.
Post on Craigslist. There's weird people on there that I'm sure have many desires.
I've tried that. They charge. They, you know, like, it's like, can you pay my cell phone bill?
Some of the, well, I guess it's different for men seeking anything from women. When I was job hunting on Craigslist,
yeah,
there was some weird fucking ads on there in the gig section where some guy would have paid just to rub my feet. And I was like, this is like a double win, I guess. Like, as long as he doesn't murder me afterwards, it's really not that bad. Like, I'm getting a free foot rub and he's paying. All right.
Yeah, but he looks like, you know, Morty Markstein with a big old shoe.
Fuck what they look like. You're touching my foot. I don't give a shit.
Oh, so you like your feet touched?
Well, anybody likes a good foot massage after they wear heels all day in the city.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know.
I'd hope not.
Yeah, no, I like to wear the sneakers. Nice flat sneakers, nice comfortable, you know, perhaps some skater sneakers, you know, because they're nice and wide. Yeah.
the DCs or whatever they were called. Vans, I don't know.
Yeah, DC, they're DCs, they're Vans. Well, Vans is more now on Payless, so they kind of went down in quality. So who are you voting for?
Who am I voting for? Nobody. Yeah, I'm voting for these nuts.
Ah, that seems like what everyone else is voting for, because like both the Republicans and Democrats kind of sucking dick.
Well, I mean, you saw that was a 15-year-old kid from some southern state that basically managed to register as an actual candidate, but the name is D's Nuts, and he got 9% of the vote in that state for, like, a preliminary poll.
That is so genius.
Oh, it's brilliant. I thought it was so great. It was on the news. It was on Channel 7 and a bunch of other places just showing how, like, D's Nuts is an actual... If you follow, there's a hashtag. There's D's Nuts 2016. People are loving it.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw it. And it's kind of funny that now, since it got... that much percentage, they have to talk about that on the news. These right, nuts right. is now on the ballot. I'm like, come on.
So good. I don't know. I'm waiting to see what Bernie Sanders does, honestly.
Ugh.
He's stirring up a war. But like I said, in general, I'm really not a political person. Yeah. I just don't. I voted for Gary Johnson last time I voted in the presidential election.
Okay. You went libertarian. Nice.
I did. When I registered years ago, when I was 18, I'm technically, I think, a registered Republican, but I voted Libertarian in 2012.
I actually interviewed Gary Johnson for 5 minutes.
Really?
It lasted 5 minutes. He is a very dull person. Like, I'm pretty sure he's good. I'm pretty sure he would be a better president than Obama, Clinton, Bush. But he really is. I was like, that's all you got? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, like, you're running for president of the free world, pretty much, and you're like, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, and then
back in 2012, when I was like voting for him, and I was, you know, talking to other people about like his campaign and just trying to like promote him because he was trying to get whatever percentage it was. that basically it was just funny seeing like all these women that would wear like these like beautiful like supermodels that would dress up in like Gary Johnson things and like dress up in bikinis and have signs. It's like America's gonna whip out its Johnson 2012.
Yeah.
He had the perfect name to be a badass with it, and he just, like you said, he was dull in his interview. I feel like he dropped the ball. Like he could have been the Johnson we needed.
Well, that I voted for of course Ron Paul.
In 2012, he didn't run again.
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I love Ron Paul. I want him to be my grandpa. I voted for him in 2008. I want to say. I think the first time I was able to vote for president, I voted for him. But for some reason, I thought he wasn't running anymore in 2012.
No, he ran. I think. Yeah. No. Yeah, he did. Because I was putting up stickers. That were getting ripped down by freaking liberal ass freaking hipsters.
No, Ron Paul is the man. Like I said, I want him to be my grandpa.
Imagine, he won't give you an abortion though.
I've never needed one. Knock on wood.
Oh, okay. Just so you know, guys, her womb is not scratched up like an iPhone case.
Like an iPhone case?
Like an iPhone case, yes.
That's ironic because I do tend to smash every cell phone that I ever owned. So, everything looks like it has like spider web cracks across it. Like when you throw like a rock at a windshield, that's what all my phones look like.
Ah. So.
It's technology.
Yeah. So I'm going through your pictures. I'm just looking at your pictures. Oh, I should have used the bikini one for the show. Oh well.
Oh. That would have been appropriate too, because it's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah. Labor.
If you're looking at a picture that I think you're looking at, it then it's the American flag, a star spangled bikini.
No, it's the blue one. You're in a pool.
Oh, never mind. I have no idea then.
Yeah. Trying to think what else to ask you. Um, Who's calling you?
No, it's just Facebook. I'm on my phone, so all the notifications come in. That's just Facebook. Facebook doesn't edit it. I posted something a few minutes ago about how guys will judge a girl that wears a lot of makeup in her selfies compared to when she has no makeup on. Mm-hmm. But then they're the same guys that'll go into the bathroom and fluff up their dick and change the lighting and the angle before they take 18 dick pics to send one because the other ones didn't make the cut. So that's what keeps getting like notifications right now is people debating on that.
That's...
great selfie hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Because technically, I consider a dick pic a selfie because your dick is a part of yourself. So yes. Why would that not be a selfie? It's a partial selfie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but the thing is, I mean, it's really not the same though because, I mean, fluffing it up, you know, making it harder, it's still you. You're not doing any trickery or chicanery like makeup is. You know, you don't wake up like that. A lot of guys, they wake up and, hey, how you doing? It's there.
You wake up in your prime where women wake up and they're like, ah! They have the eyeliner down the face.
Yeah. Even though I do kind of find that appealing for some reason.
What, women wake up and no makeup?
What, just waking up next to me and they're like, all like, kind of trashy looking? I don't know.
Well, yeah. Typically, like a woman wakes up to you or is comfortable waking up to you on a regular basis with no makeup on, it's the equivalent of when a guy lets you see his soft dick and is just comfortable with it. Like, it's kind of like an even thing. It's like, all right, you've seen me at my least appealing. I've seen you. We're all on this comfort level now.
Yeah. So, speaking about touching dicks while you're sleeping, how annoying does it get for you when comedian guys try to holler?
I guess it only annoys me in the fact that it wastes my time professionally.
Mm.
Like I don't take it offensively as I do to like any guy that comes on to me the wrong way. But it's just mainly like I've had it happen where someone will reach out to me and talk about some sort of opportunity for performing or oh I know such and such booker or I'm meeting with this manager like you should come out meet him yada yada yada. I wind up going to the place for 30 minutes go by, an hour goes by. Said connection does not show up, and it's because it's a crock of shit. And the guy's just like, "Oh well, I bought a shot, so no, I don't know. So what are you in?" Like, you know, it just turns into bullshit. And it's like, "All right, I'm out." I've had that happen twice. I've been like professionally catfished, if you will.
Ah, so are you opposed to? Because I mean, I personally have a moratorium dating other comedians. Dating comedians. Do you have that same?
You have. You have not.
I have.
Okay. Yes and no. I can't even really count it as saying dated a comedian. I dated a guy, one of my only serious relationships. I dated him and then I got him into comedy. So like it really, you know what I mean? Like it was just a boyfriend that I had put into a same situation.
Mm.
And then I don't know, a couple of things were random, and then actually the relationship I'm in now is a fellow comedian, but it's just like it's not a pattern of mine. It just happened to happen like that.
I see. Yeah, I'm you're not worried.
Some people are notorious for it, and some people say like the thing is like never date comedians. Like it's mostly men saying it about female comedians, saying like don't date female comedians.
Well, I've heard that. I heard both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you never want to like you don't want to risk it. Like if you break up and then it's like okay, now you're part of the joke.
But see, I don't know. I never really saw that as such a big thing. I've actually had guys hesitate to ask me out or whatever because they're like, I don't want to wind up in your routine. I'm like, who's? And I just say back to them like, what makes you think that you're so interesting that I'd put you in a joke? Like, I don't understand. You either have to be a complete fuck up, or like it has to be something really funny, or you're just I'm not gonna put you in my routine. What makes you think you're worthy of my set?
I know I would be.
I counter approach it and I'm like, all right, well then step up to the plate and make sure that you don't wind up being the butt of one of my jokes.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of you can't even you know that's kind of hard because it's like shit happens sometimes. Like, what if you're not right for each other and you know it's time to break up? Then you're fucked.
The thing with it is like anything. I mean, like anything goes. I feel like in comedy, like within good reason. Like I'd never, none of my material is malicious. So even the stuff that I do have about former relationships, It's only meant to entertain, and it's never meant to really disparage or harm the person.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why I asked is because tonight I was at an open mic, and I did this joke, and there happened... Oh, Alligator Lounge?
Oh, is that the one that sells pizza? I mean, that gives pizza with all their drinks?
Yes.
I love that place.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I told this joke where, you know, I've been seeing comedians dating comedians in all the open mics, well, almost all the open mics I go to, and my inner black woman is just praying for the drama. And there happens.
I don't think it should be too far off, too different than any other relationship. It's just, if it's compatible, I feel like it can be for the best, because then you share interests with this person, and having a comedian's lifestyle is very different than, like, I guess the norm 9-to-5, but, like, when you're dating somebody else that's doing that, or at least interested in it, then they can at least understand, like, the late nights, or, like, you know, going, moving around a lot, or this week you have a lot of money, this week you're broke as shit, like, it's just, it's good to have similar interests. I feel like that's a very vital part of a relationship.
True, but you don't shit where you eat.
It depends what you're into.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. I guess I've dated guy, like, whatever. I mean, aside from the relationship I'm in now, I've never dated somebody that was into comedy on that level. And it's just, I don't know. It's just, I guess it helps you spend more time together, I guess. I mean, if you're both busy, you know, you're doing your own thing, but at the same time, you have the same interest. I don't know. It's weird. I guess I feel like it's different than dating, like, a coworker. Like, if you're in the same office with somebody, like a white collar job.
And, is it, people but are aren't you? Yeah, but aren't you really? Aren't you at really are dating a coworker? If you think about it,
you're
like, not even a coworker, a competitor.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's, as long as you're playing on the same team. Mm. It's I mean, it's weird. Stand-up comedy is unique in the sense that it is partially every man for himself, but it is good to have a support. Like, it's unique. Like, you need, like, somebody to go to open mics with, or somebody to book shows with, or someone to help plan events. Like, it's just it can be beneficial if you go about it the right way, I feel like.
Oh, okay.
And I think the one thing that I've heard other comedy couples, music couples, anybody that's in basically in the entertainment industry, the only big downfall I'd ever heard of is when, you know, say, like, things are going well for one person and not so well for the other person, or someone is taking up a little momentum or whatever, someone gets a gig and someone doesn't, it's having to constantly remember that you are in each other's corner and to support that person and not get jealous of the other person's success.
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane to have a blowout divorce, because I think that's going to be the most hilarious fucking thing ever.
Oh no. You think that's coming?
Oh, Rich is atrocious. Like, I mean, when you hear my wife fucking hates me, this dude, I can't believe how Bonnie stays with him.
I don't know. I haven't followed anything about them. I know that, like, I find it funny that, I know Amy Schumer and, what's his face, Anthony Jeselnik had, like, have an on and off relationship, or had, and, like, they've been on shows and events together while they were off. And it's just, it's funnier to see them when they're not together because of both their styles. It's just, it's funny. Like, all the little nuances and little subliminal comments are hilarious.
You think those kids are ever going to get together and realize that they're for each other?
They're what?
You think those kids are ever going to get together and be serious? I mean...
What, Amy and Anthony?
Yeah.
I don't see Amy Schumer as the settling down type anytime soon.
Well, especially if she's making out with Amber Rose.
I mean, power to her. I don't know. I don't know if that's half publicity. What if that's publicity stunt or whatever that is? Doesn't matter. I'm pretty pro Amy. I like what she does. I don't like her. I like her stand up better than her scripted sketches. Those are a little kind of, like, cliche and, like, over the top for me. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy her stand-up. I went to the live taping of her Amy Schumer stand-up, 90-minute whatever. So I enjoy some of her stuff. She's good.
Yeah. Like, I, you know, it's, Yeah, all about that SS lemonade, SS lemonade, whatever. That kind of annoyed me. Like, okay, you're making a piss shit joke. Oh my god.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, some of it goes too far. That's why I just enjoy like her raw stand up material, and not so much the stuff that gets double processed comedy. I don't really enjoy any of that. Like the stuff that they do on Inside Amy Schumer, the sketches. I'm just like, ugh.
But yeah, the only comedian that could have done that was Dave Chappelle.
Because Dave knows he's mocking himself when he does it. Like when he does the, is this the 5 o'clock free crack giveaway? Or like any of his characters. I love Dave Chappelle. I forgot to mention him earlier. He's definitely one of my longstanding favorite comedians. Like I watched the Chappelle Show religiously.
Yeah. I mean, but it had a ton of social commentary to it too.
Of course. That's one of my favorite parts about comedy in general is that it gets to say the things that people aren't necessarily addressing or are too politically correct to address, but since it's comedy, sometimes it gets to slip by and people will hear it for the entertainment factor of it. But it really does get a lot deeper than people sometimes even notice or give it credit for.
Yeah. I mean, Dave Chappelle said, and I'm going to butcher this quote, but he said that comedians have a responsibility to expose social issues.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I don't even know if it's like a responsibility to expose, but it's basically innately going to happen because, like, even like I said for myself, I consider my style social commentary. So whatever is going on around me or that's happening, that's the shit I'm going to bring up on stage. So whether or not it's stuff that pushes the envelope or is like relevant to different key issues. It's just gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of issues do you like to talk about? Like social issues you like to talk about?
I guess I mean it's weird. I have like a weird take on it. I always joke around that I have like a male mindset, and I have like I guess I'm technically a feminist, but like I'm not the kind that's like neo-Nazi kind of feminist.
Yeah, yeah.
In the way of I make a joke on stage about that video. I don't know, you've probably seen it. That woman that walked around in New York City for 10 hours, like, dressed normally, black t-shirt, black pants, and she was, like, catcalled, sexually harassed.
Well, I mean, I watched that video, and all they said was, hi, and you're beautiful. I don't see...
That's the whole thing. Like, she's walking plain face through the city, and all they're saying is, like, good morning, beautiful. And, like, that one guy was kind of creepy and followed her for a little bit, but it was, like, you know, whatever. You live in New York City, these things happen. I was saying how that video should have been taken at 3:30 in the morning in the meatpacking district when the women are stumbling out of the clubs onto the cobblestone and they're drunk as shit, and then that's when you'll see the real catcalling going down. But also, I also make a joke on stage saying that women can combat sexual harassment very simply as a whole if we just start sexually harassing men in public, you know? It's just like, you know...
Oh, that'll backfire on you.
It will backfire, but it's a fun concept to picture women, you know, in a parallel universe walking down the street and just walking up to a guy and being like, hey, handsome, nice dick, and then just walking away. Because then for the rest of the day, maybe that guy's having a shitty Monday, but he's like, it is a nice dick, maybe it's not that good.
Yeah. Actually, there is a video like that of a woman walking up to guys and just whispering shit like that in their ear, and guys are just smiling and, hey, well... It's a lovely day today.
Someone's day.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's also that BuzzFeed video that was actually pretty funny. That was like if women catcalled, and it's funny shit. The women are just like, ooh, I bet you're a good listener. It's like, you look like you could build me a house. Like just funny things like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, guys wouldn't give a shit. They would be like, oh, really? You want the D then? Let's
Nothing. I don't know. Like, it's within me. That video was over the top, though. It was just stupid. That wasn't a good example of the best or the worst that goes on.
So yeah.
It was just like,
I mean,
that was a total fail.
I mean,
and then something
I
happened actually that came out. I don't know if you heard. Something happened where she was suing somebody for money for.
Oh yeah, she was suing the producer for money. She
right,
didn't get
and then
paid.
Like, all right, now you're basically not in it for the whole social progress and the nobility of it. Now you're just like a woman looking for a payout. So
yeah.
They just kind of ruined the prestige of it.
Yeah. That thing just totally backfired on I Holla Back Girl.
Right, that's what, yeah, exactly. That's, oops, oh well. Yeah, that's one thing I guess I've addressed. And then, like, I basically just poke fun at things. I guess nothing is ever meant, like, maliciously or whatever. Like, I make a lot of jokes about, like I even said, mentioned before, like, guys sending dick pics to women. It's hilarious. But then I also counter it by saying if I was a guy, I'd probably be, A, a sex offender by now, and I'd be a dick pic, like, terrorist. Like, I would just photocopy it and just leave it in library books, please. bitch.
put it in a book of Winnie the Pooh.
Anything, just yeah. Just like I would leave it like
get a dick, put a dick pic in the Berestain Bears.
Yeah, I would leave like my Snapchat handle, and it would be like, "Have you seen this dick?" And you could rip off the handle, like those like phone number things for job calls or lost dogs.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen these nuts? Would you like to? Here's my Snapchat.
Yeah. What else? So what are the best cat calls you've ever gotten?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even... I mean, God, there's so many. What's good, though, and I do have to say, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. Like, women complain about getting catcalled or called on the street, but in reality, I'll tell a woman, to be like, look at it this way, which would you rather? To have somebody say sexually harassing things to you on the street from, like, a safe distance where there's not a real threat, or have no male ever say anything. Because that's when it's got to hurt. Like, it's got to suck to be, like, one of those frumpy bitches that ain't nobody ever sexually harasses. That's got to suck.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just choose not to say anything. Because I don't feel
I mean, like, it's because you're not an immigrant. I think it's usually that. Like, I don't know what it is, and this is not me being racist. I don't know what it is about Mexican men and, like, making cat noises and like kissy sucky noises.
Mera mami.
Yeah, but no. What's worse for me is, aside from like whatever catcalls happen with the age of social media, is just, I actually have a blog about it. It's called The Thirst Book, and it's on Tumblr. And basically, it's screenshots of all the worst messages I've ever gotten from men.
Mm.
And I for this, because I'm not a monster. I do blot out the names and pictures. I pixelize them so everything's anonymous, but it's still fucking hilarious. Especially when if I post it, sometimes people will figure it out based on the context or how the person speaks. And I never reveal who's who. And then also, Facebook Messenger has this horrible feature where somehow you can phone call people through the Messenger app.
That's hilarious.
So I have all these random... I have one friend from grad school whose family lives in India. His family's from Mumbai. Mm-hmm. So when he went back home and was sharing things with me on Facebook, Indian men and Pakistani men and all these people from that side of the world somehow found my Facebook. And since then, this happened a year and a half ago, I've been getting phone calls, Skype calls, video calls, everything from all these Indian Pakistani men asking to pay my dowry and to fly to India and be their princess. And it's just, it's hilarious.
I would treat you like a cow. Vishnu has...
I will treat you like a sacred cow.
I will treat you.
It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
I have one guy
that calls me from Haiti. I don't know if he's, like, starving on the street. I mean, I'm kind of impressed that he does call me through Messenger. But he messages me every few days just to make sure that I have food. I'm not kidding. I will send you the screenshots later. Like, this can all... It's honestly because it's a real thing there. Like, I guess, like, they didn't get over the hurricane yet. I don't know. It's like, he messaged me. He's like, and he says, all he says is, instead of, like, have you eaten, it's have you eaten? Have you eaten? Dear, please tell me you eat. I was like, yes, sir, I've eaten today. I have.
He's about to set up, like, a text messaging app to send you $10.
I know, it's hilarious, and I look at his pictures, and, like, I can't tell who's who, because his pictures
he looks like that dude from, barefoot,
just these black dudes, and they're all barefoot, and they just look like they're not sad, but, like, they don't know what emotion is. I don't know.
Emotion is?
His name is, like, Shakiri or something, I don't even know, but whatever. I do appreciate the thought. He does make sure that I'm well-fed.
He looks like the dude from Captain Phillips.
Yes, I'm the captain now. Look at me.
Look at me.
God. And
look
then
at me.
Another guy that messages
hey,
me
hey,
in French.
Have you
just
eaten?
Because my stage name is French, and he just messages me in French, and I keep saying I don't speak French, and he just keeps talking in French. I'm like, but I don't know what you're saying. Why do you talk to women that don't speak your language? It's fun.
Yeah. Damn.
I'll send you a link to that to the blog later.
Oh, I found it already. It's
one
the...
guy asked me.
Yeah,
asked
I already.
Me if I wanted to see Egypt and see the pyramids, what?
Sorry. Yeah, I already found it. It's thethirstbook.tumblr.com.
Yeah, I haven't updated in a while, but I really should get back onto that because there's a bunch of new stuff, and I take submissions too. So not everything on there is mine. It's like 85% mine, but there's. Women, I mean, this doesn't, you know, it isn't exempt to women. Like, I've gotten guys submit me weird shit that women have sent as well, and it's hilarious. It's an equal opportunity expose.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, remember me? LOL. No, who are you? We were at that party. You were super drunk. You let me come on your tits and... First of all, if a chick is super drunk, she didn't let you do shit. You just did it. You opportunistic prick.
Right. Well, that's just, I remember. I know exactly what message you're talking about, and I've never met that person. I've never met him. They live in like Texas. I was
Australia.
Like, how the fuck? Like, I don't know what he expected. Like, what was his like ideal way of that conversation going? Like, oh yes, I do remember when you came on my tits. Come over and do it again. Like, what did he think that was gonna do? Come from across the country and meet the person whose tits you did not ever come on and do it again. Do it the first time. I don't know. Then there was some other guy that randomly messaged me that was like, oh, like I your sexy green eyes and milky skin. I just want you to, if you want to ride my dick in my Porsche. And I was just like, what? Like, that doesn't sound safe. Are you going to be driving?
How's that? And honestly, and if I was just like, even say anything close to that, I'm getting locked up. How do these motherfuckers get away with it? Do you still want to see my dick?
That's one of my favorites. I was like, I didn't want to see it the first time.
I mean, are you?
Yeah, that's the best way to like that. Just assume, like, to just say something that never happened.
Yeah.
Happened, and see if the woman agrees with the second time. Yo, you still want to see my dick? Because then in her mind she'd be like, did I see it already? I guess if I've seen it already, it's not that serious. Whatever.
So, Pauline, do you still want to shit on my chest after this?
Are you taking me out for burritos beforehand?
Oh hell yeah, we're going. We'll go to Taco Bell. Get you a fucking. Chalupa, just so you're primed and ready. I just need a nice hot steaming cock Carl all over me right now. just like pure fucking ignorance all up on my chest. Just as fucked up.
Yeah, I'm sure that blog will keep you occupied for a little while.
I know, right? Your body is now the standard by which I judge all other women's bodies.
Yeah, your body. That's kind of, I'm not gonna say that's not flattering, but it's still fucking weird. Your body is the standard by which I judge all other women's bodies. So I was like, well, I just wanted to be like, well, that's kind of mean.
Yeah.
I was born naturally thin.
Ah. I wish a woman would tell me that and be like, yeah, I don't want that type of body. That'll be my luck. I'm just going through this now. Just really check it out. Thethirstbook.tumblr.com. This is fucking amazing.
I mean, I also link to a Twitter, which is at thethirstbook as well. And I directly post the bloggings to the Twitter. So if they follow the Twitter, then they can get the link from there.
Yeah. Oh, is this dude serious? Are they natural or operated?
Are they natural or... Yeah, and I think when I responded, I was like, they're battery operated. I was like, what the fuck kind of question is that?
No, you said real. Ow. You said real.
Oh, the caption. Then when I captioned it, I put battery operated or some shit.
Battery operated, actually, yeah. Yeah, just imagine the nipples go...
If I had a dollar for every time somebody assumed I had implants... I would be a much more successful comedian.
Wow.
I'd have travel money. That would be that. I would have unlimited travel money.
Hey, Bella, sorry to bother you, but I saw your pic on my friend's profile. I think you're beautiful, and I love your smile. Very pretty. Okay.
So, yeah, not all of them are terrifying.
Yeah, I need terrifying, because the terrifying ones are hilarious.
Yeah. I actually have a bunch to update it with.
Yeah.
I had a guy actually message me tonight. And go. What did he say? He's actually another comedian. I won't say his name in case anybody knows him within the circuit. But he messaged me and said, "Yo, if you get your ass to Brooklyn, I got some bomb ass Molly." And I was like, "Nah, I'm all good." And then he was like, "I just want you running around naked." I was like, "Okay." Mm-hmm. He's like, "I'm all good."
Like, I hate to sound like a white knight.
Like, what is he? Is that some weird, like all I thought about was, like, a weird, like, porn video where, like, the women take bath salts and just run through the streets naked.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to be a white knight, but, you know, does that shit really work?
That's the curious thing. Like, obviously, it hasn't worked for me. For me, it's just fodder for humor, and it's hilarious, and I love screenshotting and sharing with my friends, but, like, it makes me think, like, if this is their method, like, who has it, like, has it ever been successful? I need to know the success rate, because I will tell you this, I don't think this one's made it onto the Thirst book, because I think this guy has actually very serious emotional issues, but there's a guy, and I don't even have to say his name, if anybody's from Staten Island that listens to the show will know who he is just by my description. He messages women, and I'm saying he's messaged at least 100 different girls I know, and he has these weird requests. He requests that you hang out with him, steal his clothes after he strips down naked and hide them, and then just abandon him somewhere. That's one of his requests. Or he asks you, "Would you laugh if I ran past you with a hot dog shoved up my ass? Or would you let me be your foot slave?" Like, these weird, weird, weird fucking things, and he just begs for it. And
that sounds like Justin Watts.
I know Justin.
That sounds like
Justin.
It's not Justin Watts? Nah, fuck him. He deleted me from Facebook. So, anyways.
I don't know. I've done a show on Broadway with Justin. I haven't worked with him since then. But no, it's not him.
Okay. Oh, is it JC? I know, JC knows best.
No, the weird hot dog out of his ass guy is not a comedian. He's just a weird dude from Staten Island who I believe has serious issues that should be addressed. the comedian guy is actually from Brooklyn, and that's basically all the hints I'm going to get. I'm pretty sure he looks Hispanic. He doesn't have a Hispanic stage name, but he looks Hispanic.
It ain't me.
No, it's not you.
No. No, I don't do that. I don't shove nothing up my ass. What the fuck?
No. This poor fucking kid. Yeah, he was like, "You could." This back. He's been doing it for years too. Like, it's now 2015. He started messaging me back in 2010, and would just go off the wall. Like, "I know you worked 12 hours today, and you went to the gym. Like, something about, like, can I, like, just, like, lick your sweaty feet and, like, crawl around your apartment on all fours?" All
right. While you do your— All right. I'm tapping out. I'm tapping out.
Yes, I did it. Ugh. I won.
Yep. Congratulations.
it's a great feeling to reach the gross out threshold of a male comedian.
Yeah. Licking sweat is, I think, okay.
Right? It's just, I was like, first of all, A, no. B, even if I was, like, even on, like, any sort of weird situation where I'd even allow that to happen, I was like, out of the sympathy of my heart, no. Like, stop. I was like, dude, get up and get some fucking self-pride. I don't know.
I know you've been working 12 hours. I know you went to the gym. Can I just hose you down and before you... Before anything, can I just disinfect your body?
I'll never understand the whole foot, the whole, like, foot fetish thing. I won't. No. I've done, like, modeling gigs here and there, and while I was on a shoot once, it was a shoot that I was doing in, like, a Giants jersey and some other stuff, and there was another photographer, like, wrapping up a session that he had had before. So the other photographer works for a weird, like, foot fetish website where there's no nudity. It's literally just feet and, like, heels. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I just take pictures of your feet in those high heels stilettos. They look so good. I'll throw you an extra $250. I was like, fuck yeah. Point that camera at my goddamn feet.
Yeah.
It was very, it's very weird. But it just, it, what weirded me out and what I'm curious about is that, whatever, the pictures are normal. It's just pictures of my nice-ass fucking shoes and my feet. But they're on some website now where in order to access those photos, you have to pay for a website subscription. So out there somewhere is men who pay to see pictures of just my feet somewhere.
They're jerking, they're jacking it to your arches.
My arches are very arched, I will say that.
Yes.
No falling arches in this bitch.
Mm-hmm. You don't walk with no limp.
Nope. The curvature on my feet is ridiculous.
Yo, it's your feet are on fleek.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that so much. Oh my god, pop culture needs to die.
What the hell is fleek anyways? I don't where the hell did they get fleek?
I don't know where it came from. I kinda don't wanna know. I'm hoping somebody was really, really high when it happened, but I mean the fact that I even know what it means to understand it upsets me. Mm. But and for some reason, it's always connected to eyebrows. Like, that was, like, the go-to thing.
Yeah.
Like, if your eyebrows are looking exceptionally good, you're on fleek.
Yeah, but now it's made it to, like, the news. Like, I judge everything. If it makes it to the news where serious news anchors are saying, well, this person's, this year's Thanksgiving float is on fleek. Like, what?
That's when I punch my TV.
What you drinking?
I am drinking Jesse James American Outlaw Bourbon.
You mean the guy with from Outlaw Garage or something?
I don't know. I always like to buy cheap bourbon, and I saw this and it has like a badass looking eagle on it, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going with this tonight.
Ah. How much did it cost you?
$16 for the, 750 milliliter, something like that.
That's kind of expensive for bourbon.
I don't know. It was one of the cheaper ones that were there. Mm. I don't know. It's not bad. It's a decent size, I assure you.
I'm looking at a picture of Jesse James.
Yeah, the Outlaw. Yeah. Wild West shit. Hmm. Lived by the revolver and he died by the revolver.
Dude is way too old to be dressing like that, though. Whatever.
Are you looking at the porn star? Like, or are you looking at the actual Wild Wild West Outlaw?
The actual Jesse James Dupree. That's the guy.
Yeah, he's known for armed robbery.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. So, God, how long have we been on this?
A while.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'd like to thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's always nice to have a conversation when you have bourbon.
Yes. I'm drinking just straight iced tea, and I gotta pee. So...
Go do that.
Just got a whole gallon. I just drank a whole gallon of that shit.
It's a lot.
Nice. Yep. So, what shows are you doing?
Like I said, this Sunday I'll be at the Richmond County Fair here in Staten Island, in Richmond Town. Other than that, what else I have coming up? There's an art festival on Bay Street here in Staten Island, September 13th. That's also a Sunday. That I'll be performing at with a few other local comics. I'm in Jersey a couple times. I'll be back in the city. And my showcase is on September 24th on Thursday out here in Staten Island at Jade Asian Bistro. But I guess for the sake of the show, if anybody that wants to stay up on my updates, if you just on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, anything, I have a uniform platform. My username is just Whiskey Burrito, one word. Mm-hmm. I think that's even the name that you used to call me tonight.
Yes.
So, yeah. If anybody follows me on anything like that, all my updates, all my shows, all my everything is on there. So Whiskey Burrito, one word, and you'll find me.
Alrighty then, so go check her out on Twitter, twitter.com/whiskeyburrito, or instagram.com/whiskeyburrito. also, if just
fantastic selfies are on Instagram.
Yes, all of them with everything's popping. You know, her boobies are on fleek.
Sorry, mom. Don't care. You gave them to me. That's what I say when my mom yells at me for my cleavage. I'm like, oh, guess who blessed me with it? Your jeans.
Yeah. Yeah, they're battery operated.
Yeah.
Like you said, you have bionic boobs. Maybe you should go green and hook those babies up with some solar panels.
Since I'm mostly Irish, they don't take well to the sun. They freckle and then they burn. So I don't know. I'll have to figure it out. I'll have to use wind power.
Uh-huh. just put tassels.
It's so good, Madden. Fucking have Don Quixote. Like, I could roleplay Don Quixote chasing windmills.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you'll have a whole bunch of other guys messaging you from the Sudan, like, pay your dowry. Like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe she is very beautiful.
It's really great. It's all so many Amirs and Apus and Shaheen, whatever. I can't even pronounce the names.
Have you tried to, like, capitalize on this? Like, try to get them to send you money?
No, because, like, it makes me uncomfortable if they knew anything, like, involving, like, exactly what area I lived in. Like, even if I wanted to try to, like, extort fucking rupees out of them, I don't even know what the fucking currency is over there. Well, I just don't trust it. I was like,
Yeah, keep fucking around, you'll end up with, like, a whole backyard full of goats.
Right, exactly. Like, exactly. It's not gonna work out. Unlimited curry, I'm not into it.
Hey, don't not curry.
It's not for me. It's enjoy it. I had a couple of Indian friends growing up, and whenever I'd go to their family parties, like, I was the worst because I was just from an Irish household, so I was used to, like, macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes, and here they are, everything spicy. I'm like, I can't even, like, I've thrown up on my friend's floor while eating at her family parties, like, eight times.
Well, chicken tikka masala is the shit, though. I'm just saying. So, anyways,
I don't know. One time they were like, oh, well, maybe you'll like pudding. They gave me pudding, and it was like spicy rice pudding. I vomited and shit myself as a six-year-old child at this party. Like, the one little white girl shits herself at the party. I was like, yeah, I'm brown too now.
Oh, we got Andrew in the chat room. He says, yo, Captain Strikeout. Hey, Andrew. He goes, yo, I would hit on her, but I am cheap.
But he's cheap?
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, does that mean I'm a paid escort? Why? What is monetary,
Oh, because you got all these guys willing to pay your dowry.
Oh, my dowry. That's right. That's right. That's hilarious. Tell him it's okay. I understand the broke struggle. I do comedy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I date broke guys. That's how that works. I don't like to... I've never dated a guy with a lot of money, because I feel like it's like a... Guys that have money tend to have this mentality where they feel like women are more disposable because they're more accessible to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shallow women, at least, you know, the ones that go for that kind of shit. But no, every single relationship I've been in, for the most part, it's been either an unemployed guy or a broke guy.
No.
And I don't give a fuck, because I always make sure I have enough to get by. I don't give a fuck what another guy has, as long as he's loyal.
Damn it. Where can I find a chick like you? Oh well.
Friends. Yeah. Maybe we'll be on the show. Maybe we'll do a show together soon, and I'll introduce you to my awesome friends. And all of my friends are good looking. Like, I don't have any ugly friends that are girls. And I'm not even saying that to, like, talk my friends up, but they're all pretty dope.
Eh, don't do that, because I get, you know, I'm tired of people trying to set me up, and then I meet the chick and they give me that disappointed, oh, fuck. Look.
No, I wouldn't be trying to set you up with anybody. I'm just saying, if you're just in a mutual environment, and if something clicks, I'm not going to be like, here's the fucking girl I brought for you. No, I don't do that shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm like Cupid. I just facilitate the environment. I say everybody gets together after a show, and there's, like, you know, 12 people around each other. If something coalesces to each other, then so be it.
Yeah. Alright then, so yeah, let's close this out. So Pauline, thanks for coming on. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, and as always, from my house to your house. Mahalo.
That's the end of my show, Donk.